We have with us Becky Brotherton, Director of Brand and Engagement and Marketing. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for helping us out here, getting us set up with a great location and putting it together. I always like to think when you're involved in the marketing, the part, the engagement, that's sort of a new term they've added to that in a sense, because that's what you do. You reach out to and engage with the customer as well as different people in the community too.
Yeah, exactly. So first, before we get going, I did promise my kids I'd say hello. So hey, Hannah and Emmy at home. Hopefully that's okay. So engagement is a new term that we at Brigid, we embrace, and our brand is a lifestyle. So we definitely embrace that from a customer perspective. I don't know which way you walked in, but we do have a board up on the one wall where it showcases our customers that have tattoos of our products. So whether it's a tattoo of our logo or our wrench, we do a ton of engagement to really embrace the brand and the lifestyle of our brand with our customers. So a lot through social media. I know, Craig, you took a photo earlier of the beer to post on your Facebook channel for WEOL. Mm-hmm. So same thing here. We connect with our customers through all social channels. So whether it's Instagram, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, and then more importantly, in person. We do a ton of work on the job site, collecting customer research and insights, and then also just learning, like, what's next, what are their problems, and how can we deliver a solution?
You mentioned beer, so we've got to talk about it. What's the connection? How did that come about?
Sure. So our skilled trades, they enjoy a drink. They like to crack open a cold one and celebrate the hard days of work. So this is an idea a group of us internally had probably about a year ago. And we said, how cool would it be to do a collaboration beer to celebrate our 100 year? And more importantly, how can we celebrate it in Elyria? So we partnered with Unplugged Brewery, which is only a half mile from our headquarters here in Elyria, Ohio. Unplugged opened their doors about 3 years ago. So they're relatively new to the community. So it was nice to have a big brand like Rigid support a small startup brewery. And we did some testing. So, you know, not every day at work is a bad day at work, right? So a few of us got to test some beer samples, and we landed on a special IPA, which is, it's actually a session IPA. And we branded it Rigid Wrenched 100. So it was a fun collab. And I wish the listeners could see what the photo looks like. So you have to check it out on the WEOL Facebook page to see what that can looks like.
Well, it has the iconic wrench on it. We can give that little bit away for that. You mentioned also how people are so passionate really about their tools, and in as much as they make them permanent with their tattoos and things like that. What fascinates you about the people that, what can you tell us about, I guess, the Rigid tool user that you've discovered?
What I love about our user is it runs, we say that the brand runs deep in their DNA, and a lot of that goes back to heritage and the passion they have for the skill trades. I've been on numerous job sites, and the work that these individuals do, it's really blood, sweat, and tears. The work that they put in day in and day out, it's not an 8-to-5 job at all. A lot of these HVAC companies, plumbers, I'm sure you've seen it, where they have 24/7 services. And as you know, if you have a plumbing problem, sometimes that's happening at the most inconvenient time, right? It's a holiday, it's 9 p.m., and they really are the unsung heroes, and that's something that we do at Rigid, is we celebrate these skilled trade workers and the work that they do. Back to the heritage, though, a lot of our end users, it's a passion, and it's a profession that they picked up from maybe their dad, their uncle. And there's a lot of generations that get into the skilled trade. So a lot of times you'll hear somebody say, you know, my grandpa gave me this wrench, or, you know, the first time I saw your threading machine was in my uncle's garage. And you'll see a lot of the passion that just gets carried on from one generation to the next. And that's special to us.
When did you, how have you become involved in understanding all the different tools that are in the brand? I mean, that's sort of part of what you need to see. You probably see a picture, wonder what that does.
Yeah.
What are these things like too? What's that been like for you?
It's been fun. Like I, I guess a lot of people originally always think, oh, you know, rigid. They think the wrench. Oftentimes they think of the rigid vacuums, which are pretty popular in the Home Depot, and also our power tools. But our product breadth and depth goes way deeper than just that. So anything from, you know, specialty drain cleaning products to the way that people connect pipe. So if you were to pop open a drop-down ceiling and see how there's pipe connected, we even manufacture products that connect that pipe in a new method. So the gamut of product is wide. And I guess I just have picked it up over time and spending time on the job site and learning, you know, the different solutions that our products provide. But it's been fun, and yeah, I enjoy it.
Do you take that message about the products or the products themselves to other events, other trade shows, things like that, to make people more aware of all you have to offer?
Oh, for sure. So part of marketing's job is to really commercialize, you know, not just our brand, but also our products and our solutions. So at trade shows, that's exactly what we do. So we have, you know, space set up where we do product demos. We speak to customers, we speak to media, just like you guys, but obviously they're like trade publications, trying to get our message out on what's new. And really, here's, you know, the new biggest best. I know Craig talked about product innovation and our pipeline of product, and just really staying in front of our end users and delivering solutions. So it's crazy how much has changed. More software has been implemented in our products, and we'll continue to go that way.
Talking this morning with Becky Brotherton, the Director of Brand and Engagement Marketing. Talk about this, I guess, a trade show that's coming up, the PHCC Connect.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
So PHCC is Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association. It is the largest plumbing organization in North America. And we lucked out. This show is national, and it travels. It's an annual show that travels around the country. It just happens to be in Cleveland in October. So in 3 weeks from now, we'll be downtown Cleveland at the Cleveland Convention Center. It's going to be a 4-day event. Part of it will be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So a lot of people from out of town enjoy what Cleveland has to offer. We'll also be at the convention center. There'll be a hometown pavilion. So other brands in our space will be celebrating the plumber as well. And we'll also be doing a special event at Collision Bend Brewery right there on the river. We'll be doing a special meetup with not only social media influencers. So those are people that you think like YouTube users that have over 100,000 to 500,000 followers. We invite people like that there. We also invite media. It's a time. And then the actual organization, PHCC, we have been a huge sponsor for them for over 2 decades now. We're actually part of their apprentice program as well. So we donate tools, and apprentices are people just early in the trades, getting into the trades, and they do a really good job with their contest, and Rigid's a proud sponsor. So the tools that you see at the apprentice contest, those are sponsored by Rigid. So it's good for us, it's good for them, and they get to use our tools and keep them.
Are you involved at all in recruiting employees, getting the word out about Rigid out there related to future employees?
Sure.
Or the community to know what they do so they can understand Rigid and maybe even be part of this 100-year?
Sure. So I do a lot with the community as far as recruiting. That's run through our HR department, which I do work really closely with on messaging and that kind of thing. Recently, we just celebrated our 100-year open house. So that was the last week of July. We opened up our offices, and in the back side, there's a huge parking lot. We had a ton of activities. We put on a ton of fun games for kids. There was a jumpy house. We had the Unplugged Brewery, had a tent there. And that was open to not only current employees, but also our retirees, which was, it was really fun to celebrate our current staff as well as those that got us here. And we had nearly 1,000 attendees. So that was fun.
Tony Gallo said he saw the tool. There was like fat heads of employees or something back in the area there.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? I mean, just that was a interesting thing. I didn't know whether that was under your directorship.
So it's a collaborative effort. And what he saw were we have like a fatheads wall of our customer.
Oh, okay.
So everything we do is with our customer in mind. We're very customer centric. So we have we call him Ed, and his expert demander, and he demands the hardest and most efficient tools on the job site. So everything we do is with him in mind, and that's what we have out in the back.
Wow. Craig, you know, sometimes in radio they tell us when we in early broadcasting school, maybe you have a picture of what you think your listener is like. So you, when you're speaking and talking to them, you have an idea, because sometimes you're in the middle of making something. You're like, who's this for? What is this about?
Uh-huh.
But that kind of gives a personal contact, because that's really what the end user is, and it kind of connects them.
And everyone that works here, no matter your position, I mean, that's our hero. That's what we're working towards, making sure that we're providing a solution for him or her at the end of the day. How do they get in and out of a job site? How do they add an extra job to their day? Obviously making revenue. And that's really what we're doing, is creating solutions for them and getting them on and off the job site sooner, efficiently, and most importantly, safe.
Okay, the only question I really wanted to ask is, where do you get a 6-foot wrench this big? And how does that come about?
The foam wrench?
Yes, exactly.
Well, if it goes missing, I know who took it, because I know you guys have a van out there.
Well, sure.
That's a special order. We use those for events, at whether it's our open house. We use those for like photo opportunities. A lot of people have fun with them, but it's a specialty company out of California that we found that makes them. It's foam, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of neat, because, you know, it just kind of takes the brand to a different level, and it allows people to sort of have fun with it as well. And that's sometimes what marketing is about, kind of.
Exactly. We have fun here. We talk about the foam wrench, the beer.
Right, and these tattoos, there's a whole site of people there. I guess if you just look up rigid tattoos,
yes,
there's a whole group of people that are involved in putting the rigid logo and the different types of tools on there as well. Kind of a neat, unique thing for that.
It's very unique to our brand, and it's special, but we encourage it, and we love it, and we have fun with it. And our recent rigid experience I mentioned, actually one of the guys that left within 3 days of leaving here, he's sending us photos of the tattoo he got of our brand. So that speaks volumes.
Well, there are probably some good tattoo artists that are highly recommended for the one who know to do the best rigid tools.
There are actually our training schoolhouse, which is just next door on, in the cafeteria in there, there's blown up, tattoo artwork on the wall. Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you helping us here with this remote this morning. And again, Becky Brotherton joining us this morning, Director of Brand and Engagement Marketing for Rigid.